are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this crazy Tuesday morning following the night of the Bachelor finale. We're going to talk about everything that went down. As I'm recording this, I'm taking a break from finding the guys for the upcoming Bachelorette season. As of this recording, I've got 15 of the names out there. They're all on my Twitter account. Once I get all of them down and get all 28 men identified with their Instagram handles, I will put it on my Instagram stories and my Instagram feed so you'll have them, and I'll put it in my highlights. I'll create a Jen's guys or Jen's guys highlight, and so they'll always be there all season, so you can keep going back to it. But man, so much to get to. So let's just get going. We'll get started momentarily. All right. Wow. There's a lot of things to go over here, and I'm glad we got the ending that I was able to change about a month ago. I knew it was going to happen. You know, I still had people last night saying, "I thought Reality Steve said Daisy won," and it's like, you know, there's only so much I can do. I deleted the Instagram post that said that Daisy won. The Kelsey one has been up there at least a month. I've mentioned it in every single column that I've written. I've mentioned it numerous times in podcasts. I can only do so much. But if it was ingrained in people's heads for 3 months, that's what they remember. You know, there's nothing I can do about that. But clearly, a month ago, I had changed the spoiler to say it was Kelsey. That same day, I also gave you the spoiler of what's this thing that they're hyping up all season. And I said that Daisy goes to Kelsey's room to talk to her and tell her that she's not feeling it. And it's going to be her. Now, she didn't say that in specific words, but obviously the conversation took place. I didn't know when it took place. I just knew it took place. And then the other big thing was Daisy going to Joey and basically telling him, "I know it's not me." That was the main thing. I'm glad I was able to get you that spoiler. Here's the crazy thing, and you can believe me or not, I don't care, but one of the first things I was told when the spoiler changed was the final two show up together, but I could never get it confirmed, because that day, I have text messages to people that I told this to before I posted the spoiler. Obviously, I talked to other people, and I have text messages that said, "I even heard they show up together, but I haven't gotten that confirmed," so damn. Would have been great to have that, you know, and it made sense. Like, it wasn't far-fetched, but again, I don't like to run with just speculation or things that I'm hearing, even though I did last night and ended up being wrong about Daisy being the Bachelorette. But, I specifically said last night, like, "Hey, I don't know who the Bachelorette is. If you're asking me to guess, I'll guess Daisy." And clearly, the show wanted Daisy. They wouldn't have brought her out on stage. This is the first time that's ever happened in the history of the show. We'll get to that in a second when we talk about Bachelorette. But yeah, I was told back a month ago when I found out about the new spoiler that Joey had been with Kelsey ever since filming ended, I was told they show up together. Final two show up together. And I was just like, can you find out more? What do you mean they show up together? Like, they literally walk hand in hand to go see Joey? And I was like, well, close. They were hand in hand, you know, in the car. But, you know, Daisy went and talked to him. But, you know, the people that were messaging me last night saying, "Why didn't you tell us they arrived together?" It's like, look, I had heard that, but I could never get it confirmed. So I don't like running with things that I can't get confirmed. And secondly, I can't find out every single detail about this show. I gave you every detail about this season outside of getting number one and number two mixed up. I had the wrong spoiler for 3 months. I literally gave you everything, and I've got people still like, "Why didn't you tell us they were in the car together?" Jesus. Like, again, can never, ever, ever please everybody. You know? Would have had a perfect game if I would have had Kelsey from the beginning. But, watching it last night was kind of surreal because not knowing who the Bachelorette was and seeing the way Daisy handled herself with Kelsey, going to her room the morning of and then driving there with her and, you know, as I said, I heard the conversation with Joey wasn't a bad one. She didn't storm off. It was pretty much what I had guessed. Like I said, I didn't know the exact wording that she used at the final rose ceremony, but it wasn't hard to predict. Like, we were going to hear things like, wanted this to work out, but I know I'm not the one, you know? And that's exactly what she said. She couldn't have handled herself any better. And then they bring her out on stage, and she's all dolled up. She's got the makeup done, the hair done, the dress, and you're just like, well, it seems like this is going to be the Bachelorette. They're going to bring her out in two more segments, and it's going to be her. And then Jesse brings Daisy out to the, brings her back on stage to basically ask her, you know, if she would be, he didn't say, would you want to be our Bachelorette? But clearly they were interested in her as the Bachelorette, or they wouldn't have brought her back out on stage for her to tell us, this is where I want to be in my life right now, and I'm just not ready to date. Because if they didn't want her to be the Bachelorette, they wouldn't have brought her back out on stage. She clearly was in the running, and it looks like it was just she's not in a headspace. And this was the one thing that I kept saying for 2 months. I'm like, seemingly she's got the story. America likes her. She's got over 500,000 followers. I just don't know if Daisy wants to do it. That was always my thing, was maybe this is too overwhelming for her. And by her sitting there on the couch last night and listening to her talk about it, it seems like, yeah, this would have been a too much of an overwhelming experience for her that she just didn't want to do. And it's not like Jen is some default pick of theirs. Obviously, they talk to multiple people. I just thought it was really weird. This is the first time in the history of this show, one, we've ever had that happen, where they bring a woman out to basically tell us, I don't want to be the lead, or I'm not ready to be the lead right now. I mean, they've never even talked about it in interviews. You know, they just name their Bachelorette and say, here's who we've chosen. Great choice. We love her. She's going to be a great Bachelorette. And they just go with it. They don't talk about why they didn't choose somebody else. Yet they gave Daisy, bringing her back out on stage to talk about where she wanted to go in her life. And it's like, I think a lot of people watching last night, especially seeing her walk out on stage the first time to talk to Joey, it's just like, oh my gosh, they totally dolled her up as the Bachelorette. It's almost like everyone was expecting her to be the Bachelorette. So to not bring her back out again and just say, oh, and everybody, here's our Bachelorette, Jen, would be like, wait, what happened? You weren't Daisy? But, huh? So it was almost like they needed an explanation from her. Now, the other, you know, the thing with Maria, you know, being in the audience, I mean, Rachel was in the audience, Lexi was in the audience, so it's not like, but I know everyone's going to have questions about Maria. Did she turn it down? I don't think we're ever going to get that answer unless Maria addresses it on her Instagram. I don't know if she turned it down. I have no idea. Like, you knew yesterday listening to the podcast, I did not know who was going to be the Bachelorette. I kept saying that over and over. I said my guess would be Daisy. It seems to make the most sense. She's got a big following. She's going to have, you know, the heartbreak of, and I knew that the ending was going to go the way it did last night because I laid that out for you a month ago, and I said this is going to look like this is the one that everybody wants. Not to mention, how many times did Daisy say during the show, like, she hasn't been chosen and she wants to be the one that gets chosen? So it was all there, but she didn't want to do it. You can't fault her for it. Like, you know, what are you going to say? Force her to do it? She doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want to do it. But it was clear that the show knew America wanted to see Daisy, or at least you say America, but, you know, obviously people have their favorites. People love Maria. People love Lexi. People love Rachel. But the way the show went down last night and the way it ended for Daisy and the heartbreak that she suffered and saying that I want to find my guy and all that stuff. To have her sit out there on the couch, bring her out two segments after she had already left the stage, to bring her out again to just say, yeah, I'm not ready for this. It's almost like we need to give the audience an explanation as to why we're not choosing Daisy. But, yeah, and as for Maria, like, I know you're asking, and some of you would ask me to do some digging on it. Like, I have no idea. I don't think we're going to get an answer. They chose Jen. I'm fine with the choice of Jen because my job doesn't change whether it was Daisy, whether it was Maria, whether it was Rachel, whether it was Lexi, or now that it's Jen. My job doesn't change. My job is to get you the spoilers, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And as of this recording, I've already gotten you 15 of the 28 guys. They're all on my Twitter account. By the time you listen to this in the morning, I'll probably have all of them done, if not most of them, if not all of them done. And that's my job. So moving forward, we're on to Jen season. I already told you that Jen season is starting soon. It might even be starting tonight. We'll have to see. But they released the men on Facebook last night, right after the finale aired on the East Coast and Central time zones. 28 men, potential cast list. As I said, filming is going to start very, very soon. I heard tonight could be pushed to Wednesday or Thursday, but they're only doing one night at the mansion, and then they're heading overseas, and the first two stops are New Zealand and Australia. I don't know which one is first, if it's New Zealand first and then Australia, or Australia first, then New Zealand first, but they are headed out this week, and we will see. I mean, you know, when they head out internationally, it's hit or miss as to when anything gets out, you know, so there's not going to be any guarantee that this stuff's going to get going and I'm going to have spoilers live throughout the season. We just don't know. Every season is different in terms of day-to-day and live spoilers as the show is filming. So keep that in mind. Hopefully stuff gets out. If not, we wait. But every season I've been able to deliver spoilers for you. It's just a matter of when they happen. So congratulations to Jen. I think she'll be a fine bachelorette. I'm really worried already, reading some of the comments online, because they are just loaded with microaggressions towards an Asian woman. And unfortunately, Toxic Bachelor Nation took about 14 seconds to go into Toxic Bachelor Nation mode, reading some of the comments online last night, because it's obvious why some people aren't liking Jen. It's not just, oh, they wanted Maria. Where did Jen come from? You can hear the racist undertones in some of the things that are being said, and it's fucking disgusting. But this is what we're going to have to deal with, you know? Look, if you want to say, oh, well, look, they've never had an Asian bachelorette, that's why they gave it to her. It's just like, and? What's wrong? If that is their reason, I mean, obviously Jen is a good choice. You know, she's in the nursing industry, she's got a good job, she's a beautiful woman. It's not a bad choice. And if they wanted to have their first Asian bachelorette, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with having Asian representation as the lead of the show? Nothing. So you can't bitch for 20. This is the 21st. Jen will be the 21st bachelorette season. There's been 23 bachelorettes now. You can't bitch for 20 seasons that this show is too white. And then they cast an Asian bachelorette and you're bitching that, oh, well, they only cast her because she's Asian. Like, what do you want? You know? I think it's a great, you know what? I never even thought, like I said, I did not know who the bachelorette was. Jen was totally off my radar. I did not think they would go with somebody that wasn't Daisy or Maria because they were the most polarizing figures of the season. And they had such a giant following. And Daisy's storyline just, I mean, that had bachelorette written all over it last night. So she doesn't want to do it, though. So I totally get it. So why they choose Jen over Maria? I have no idea. And they don't care why they chose Jen over Maria. They chose Jen. That's their bachelorette. They're moving forward with it. I'm totally fine with it. Like I said, my job doesn't change whatsoever, no matter who the bachelorette was. Anyway, congratulations to Jen. I think it's great. And I don't think there's anything wrong with, hey, they wanted their first Asian bachelorette. Yeah? And what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. But reading some of the stuff online already, just absolutely loaded with racist undertones. Disgusting. So as I'm recording this, with the help of Bachelor Data, we've been gathering these guys and their last names and their Instagram accounts. She's going to have a lot of their TikTok stuff and whatnot. But of the 15 names, I just got texts from Susanna as I'm recording this. She has just sent me three more. So it looks like I've gotten Jonathan H., Jeremy, and Ricky. So that looks like 18. So I'm going to go, once I'm done recording this, I'll be adding those. So we're up to 18 of the 28 have been found within 2 hours of the Facebook post going up. So that's great. What was I going to say? Oh, so just going over the list of guys so far. I think the biggest thing is the fact that Noah Erb from Noah and Abigail, his brother is on the show, Aaron Erb. Austin Ott is a former baseball player. Mose Smith, his name is Caleb Smith, but on his Instagram page, it has a link to his YouTube, and his YouTube brings him to his Arena Football League playing days, and his name is Caleb Smith, but it's Caleb Mose Dangerous Smith. So I guess he's going by Mose, and his Instagram page says Mose. So he goes by Mose, but his name is Caleb. His last name is Smith. Played arena football. I don't know who for. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that Spencer Conley was not recently engaged, but he was engaged, I think, 2 years ago was what I was told. And his fiance was the one that broke it off. So I'm sure that will be part of his story if he gets far in the show. We just don't know. The three guys that I had that I was going to release today, because I did not know that they were going to release the men seconds after the East Coast and Central Time Zone airing ended. The three guys I had were Austin Ott, Hassan Joseph, and Kevin McDevitt. Those were the three that I had going into today. And then obviously I've given you, you know, a lot more. And by the time you're hearing this, I might have all 28 up on my Twitter. And then once I get them all up on my Twitter, got to do the whole thing with Instagram story and stuff like that. So, yeah, I want to get back to this. I know this is kind of short, but, you know, look, I thought it was a real, I thought Joey was one of the best bachelors. I thought that was a great ending. You know, when I released the spoiler of Daisy goes to Kelsey's room and says, you know, I know it's not me. And then Daisy's the one that ends it with him. Again, before people actually saw the episode play out, Daisy was getting a shit ton of hate. Like, why are you stealing Kelsey's spotlight? She's making it all about her. I hope those people that said that without having seen the episode realize how fucking stupid they sound now. Because nothing about that last night, nothing about it last night stole Kelsey's spotlight. Joey and Kelsey had a great engagement. A great engagement. And nothing that Daisy did took anything away from that engagement in Mexico. I'm sorry. I mean, if you really hate Daisy that much that you think that anything she did last night was out of line, I would just say check yourself in the mirror. You're out of line. Because there's nothing wrong with what she did. She couldn't have handled herself any better. Like, she sensed it. She went to Kelsey and told her feelings. They came to the final rose ceremony together. Damn it, I wish I would have been able to confirm that when I was told that a month ago. It was just a great, both women handled themselves great, and nothing Daisy did stepped on anybody's toes. She didn't make it about herself. It wasn't a selfish move. Honestly, if you really felt that when I reported that spoiler, you must really have a lot of hate in your heart to immediately jump to how selfish was that. She's making it all about her. She's taking away from Joey and Kelsey's day. Now you watched the episode last night. Don't you feel like an idiot? Because nothing took away from Joey and Kelsey's engagement. Nothing. So I thought Daisy, it was just, and then like I said, yeah, with all that going on, and the way she handled herself, and the way the audience was cheering for her, and that she comes out all dolled up, I'm like, she's got to be the Bachelorette. Like, how can they, after all this, be like, and by the way, here's our Bachelorette, Maria. And people have been like, huh? I mean, people would have cheered, obviously. But I tweeted it out. I'm like, it just doesn't make any sense. But then once they brought Daisy out, and she basically said, I'm just not there, and I'm not ready. Okay. Well, now it makes sense. Now it would have made sense to announce, you know, Lexi, Maria, Rachel, or Jen. Then it would have made sense. It would not have made sense if the last thing we saw of Daisy was her walking off the stage after Joey, because people would have been like, wait a second. How did you not choose her? Her story is right there. Everything that you guys do every season about somebody that becomes the Bachelorette, they've always got this hook, this story that America wants to see them find their man. And Daisy had that last night. But she doesn't want it. And you got to respect that. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review. Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. My column will be up in 2 hours from now. So go check that out. And on realitysteve.com. So thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.